Sports Show!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the DK and Comet Show. I'm DK, and my partner Comet is sadly not with us today, but don't worry because we have plenty of great guests joining us today. We have our usual Hugo.
Hi.
And we also have Tyler Wishall.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Sean Johnson, a.k.a. Fan of the Rings.
Apparently, I sound like John Barber.
And we have Icy Smith.
Hey, guys.
So today, we're just going to go over some of the more interesting results from round one, and then we're going to do some previews for the second round of the contest. So we had a couple of interesting results and upsets from round one. And one of the more interesting results was the Cum versus Axel Z match, which Axel Z managed to win 28-21. And although this wasn't a huge upset, I was sort of half expecting Cum to be able to pull this one out. It's kind of hard to gauge how strong Cum is from year to year, but I guess this wasn't a year where he wasn't as strong. Axel Z managed to take Europe, as one would expect, but he also managed to garner a large portion of the chat vote. Cum only won chat, 16-13, and I think that may have been a big reason why Axel Z was able to pull this one out.
Yeah, I was surprised to see these two guys as a 4 and a 5 in the first round because they were both 2 seeds last year. I think Axel Z could possibly give Goose a tough time in the second round, although Axel Z won 24-10, won the GoldenEye vote 24-10 in this match, and which doesn't surprise me, but Goose will pull better from GoldenEye, so we'll have to see. But it was an interesting result for sure.
Yeah, I agree with Tyler on the Goose Axel matchup. I think every voting block is going to be pretty even, with perhaps Goose's anti-votes being the biggest decisive factor.
Yeah, that's definitely something to consider because, I mean, you might argue that Cum is a guy that traditionally gets, you know, maybe a handful of anti-votes as well, but Goose is probably the most heavily anti-voted person in the elite, so it'll be interesting to see how close Axel Z can keep this and if he could even possibly pull off an upset here in the second round.
I think it's likely.
So you're going to put your money on Axel Z to pull the upset?
Don't know if I'd go that far, but it's likely.
Yeah, it's going to be really close, I think. But I think Axel's going to take it by a few votes.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to vote for Goose, of course, because I love him, but I'm not being sarcastic at all there. I still think Axel's going to take it.
So you're betting on Axel and you're voting on Goose?
No, I'm not going to vote for Goose. I was just saying that.
Is Goose in here right now?
No, unfortunately he isn't.
Hello, this is Goose. My voice is very low.
Sorry, I was trying to imitate Goose. Man, so what a failure.
Oh my gosh. How about number 6, Stinson beating OB?
What the
hell? Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, obviously, Axel and Nate was going to be a close one. This was a really even match. You look at the breakdown. Axel won Europe 9-3, and Nate got about 70% of the North American vote. But other than that, it was just really close. And I think Nate probably going to Virginia, and he got the chat vote by 5, which is a little surprising. But I would probably give him the edge due to him having gone to Virginia and all of that.
Since Tyler was talking, how do you feel about having Nate knocking on your door there? Think he's going to pose any challenge to you there?
I hadn't
thought. Or should someone else answer that?
Too much about that. Someone else can if they want.
Personally, I don't think that Nate will quite be able to pull off an upset against third. I think he might be able to pull a few votes, but I think the whole especially since Third went to Virginia last year, there might be a little bit of same fan base factor going on there. And while, you know, probably a good number of the Virginia votes will or may go to Nate, I think Third will just pull too strongly in other areas like chat, for instance, and I think that'll be enough to give him a pretty comfortable win over Nate. Although it's interesting that you do bring up the Virginia voting block, because I think Nate did win here pretty much by virtue of his presence at the Virginia meets, because he beat, you know, a very formidable contest force in Axel. But we saw pretty much the opposite happen in our most recent upset, which was Shadow Zero defeating Wheat by a pretty decent margin, 25-19, and what was a complete reversal of the Stinson OB match, where we have Wheat, who's, you know, been to every Virginia meet, and he's more from the cart side of things, going up against a European chatter, and this time the European chatter prevailed. So it's interesting that we got these two sort of conflicting results.
What I would like to see at this point is SC versus Axel, because that'd be an interesting thing to consider, and I think SC would win. You see, he got stronger old school support over Wheat than Axel did over Nate. I think Nate actually won old school by a little bit, almost. SC, you know, 10-1 Europe, he pulled strong from GoldenEye. I think he was just, in the history of the Elite, he's been a little more active and all that. So, and Wheat versus Nate would be another interesting thing to see as well.
Yeah, I want to bring up something else. I read some stuff on the boards about the voting blocks not being accurate at all and people being in the wrong categories, which might actually make the whole voting block thing completely irrelevant. And I was just wondering, what do you guys think about it? And
I think it can definitely make the breakdowns a little bit misleading, considering what the cutoffs for, you know, new school and old school are. I think that's been the big sort of debate, is whether or not they should be changed. And really, I guess there really is no debate. They should be changed. It's just that the powers that be haven't gotten around to it, I guess. And what exactly the cutoffs should be for new school and old school, I guess that's up for debate. But the voting blocks definitely should sort of be updated so that we get a better reflection of who's, you know, actually been here a long time and who's newer.
So let's all give a shout to John and tell him to revise the voting blocks and update them.
Yeah, I know Jimbo was the biggest proponent of getting the voting blocks changed, because he's under the current system, he's considered new school, I think, which
middle
think
school,
I think. Middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he probably takes a little bit of exception to that. And speaking of Jimbo, he had a very interesting first round matchup against Liz, and Liz managed to pull quite a few votes in this match. Jimbo still won, but he only won 30-22. And we were sort of talking about this earlier, how some people are surprised that Liz was able to pull this many votes. So what do you guys think of this?
Well, yeah, I do think it's surprising, though, but because Jimbo was runner-up last year, so you would have expected him to have a much easier first round than he actually had. He was up against the only woman in the draw, right?
No, we had three.
Well, yeah, Dale was in there as well, and...
And Rachel.
And Rachel. And Alec Boy. Oh!
Oh!
Or...
Yeah, I think this may have been a case of, similar to how the nominations went down, I think everyone was expecting Jimbo to easily get a number one seed, and he didn't. Because people probably just assumed that Jimbo was going to get so many nominations that they could spend theirs on somebody else, and as a result, he didn't get the top seed, and it may have been the same thing with this match. Everyone was expecting Jimbo to just win by a blowout, so maybe they were sending some courtesy votes or pity votes Liz's way, and that may have, you know, skewed the results a little bit against what people were expecting.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, she got 22 votes, so I think there was at least one conspiracy to for some crew to have everyone vote for her against Jimbo, because 22 is just, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, such a small community of people, I mean, as opposed, it was 52 total votes, and when you think about it, it doesn't take that many people to any vote Jimbo for fun or whatever to kind of skew the result. So I think it's just a matter of a lot of people wanting to sort of have fun with it or whatever.
What is I think the Jimbo's next match against Inky could be interesting, because I know Inky has a couple of never mind, wrong train of thought there. I think that could be pretty close, actually, that match.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Might depend on whether Jimbo can get Damn Agent 53 before then. He's been trying his darndest.
And Mark actually got it with no boost and has probably got about 10 of them, so...
Yeah, Greg and me caked it, not caked it, but got in like a week, and he's been playing for like 5 years for now or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really becoming embarrassing.
Yeah, for someone like Jim who likes to talk the talk, he definitely should have that time by now. But I don't know, you've got Mark, who is a pretty insane Golden Knight player. Well,
he's really insane.
He's kind of rough around the edges when he talks, I guess.
I met him twice now. The first time he was really shy. He didn't really say much at all. But he was playing Aztec like 6 hours in a row. He's really, really good stamina when it comes to GoldenEye. And the next meeting, he was talking a lot more. And he was still sick as hell at multiplayer as well this time. He's really improved in the time that we were apart. So I'm gonna give my vote. I'm gonna think Mark's gonna take it, to be honest.
Wow.
No. Yeah, I'm excited for that matchup. I really couldn't even predict who's gonna win. I'm excited for it though.
Another match that I'm really excited about is Clemens versus PYL. I don't. Cool story, bro. Go ahead.
I was just about to bring that match up, because it's going to be awesome, but go ahead.
I really don't know what to say about it more than it's just really going to be a heavy test for Clemens to see how well he does in the contest. And I think it's going to be interesting. PYL obviously went to VA, so he will get a lot of chat support from that. Plus chat support, even though he has been less active over the last year. Clemens obviously drawing heavy from GoldenEye, so it's.
I agree. David's definitely cleaned up his act a little bit and hasn't been really antagonized by Goose so much. So, I mean, he's been a pretty pleasant guy to chat with. He doesn't have his crazy mood swings as much. So, I think he's earned the respect of a few more eliters over last year, so I think it's going to be it's going to be another good match. And
I think he definitely won over the Swedish and Danish members when he came here to play us. It was really, really cool.
Oh yeah.
So that's gonna have a and it probably he's driving around USA as well to meet members all the time, so I don't think he's going to have a problem taking these matches.
Yeah, I think this will be a test for him to see if he really can make a breakthrough in the contest this year. I mean, I think he'll probably win. I think PYL has a chance, but I think you certainly have to favor Clemens here. And if Clemens can win by a pretty comfortable margin, I think it'll speak to how maybe he can actually make a deep run this year, and if not, then maybe he needs another year to sort of to build up his fan base a bit before he can make a deep run in the contest, but we'll see what happens. And so another interesting match that we have going on in the second round is Gwen Stevens OD against Neo, and I think this might be the first time in contest history that we've had two Australians going head-to-head. Is this... I'd have to get someone to fact check on this, but it seems like this kind of thing does not happen very often.
Well, yeah, there's only, what, four or five Australians, and, what, three of them got voted into the contest or something like that?
Yeah, it's possible it could have happened in the early days when guys like Carl Jobston, Y.E. and Matt Cook were still all in their heyday, but... But I'm not sure, and I'd have to go back and check.
Yeah, I actually think I think Neo will take that one, just because Glenn is so absent in any aspect of the Elite community. I just think Neo is gonna have a more, I don't know, relevance there.
Sean, how do you actually feel about winning your first round? I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought you would win it, but not this heavy. And I think that's really impressive. And how do you feel about your chances this year to make a deep run?
Well, I don't know. I feel about myself the same way. Kind of like what I was saying about David. I'm not comparing my skills to his, obviously, as the games go, but... just being socially less of a, even though a lot of times it was inadvertently, I kind of stirred up controversy, and I guess that's kind of cooled off, and kind of been one to mingle a little bit. I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you where all those votes came from.
Well, I do believe you got some momentum out of visiting that meet that you attended. So yeah, I think...
Definitely. Yeah.
I think that contributes a lot. I mean, people see the pictures, they see that you're doing stuff, meeting up with people around there, and I think that's it's a positive thing.
Yeah, and? I don't know. I don't think I have too much against Thingy, just because he's met more people and is kind of more socially involved. But I don't know. It was a fun win, and I actually don't think that Thingy's going to blow me out, but I think he'll beat me. I don't know. It was fun, and I liked the vote of the day, both of them. They made me laugh, so in the end, it was a good time.
I think you need to promote your baby videos more. I think that might help you get some votes, especially the most recent one that you did.
Well, she just crawled into the room here, and we'll see what we can do about that.
No, it'll be... a fan versus Thingy, assuming that Thingy beats Zerg, which is not a given at all, but assuming a fan versus Thingy happens, it's going to be really interesting, because a fan got really strong ancient and old school support against YE, who is like one of the ancient legends.
Yeah, what happened there?
So I don't know. I really don't know, man. He took Goldeneye easily. Like, I thought a fan would win this match too, but it's just really surprising, and I really don't know what's going to happen in the second round with this, but a fan clearly has strength, so...
Yeah, I guess I assumed Thingy would beat Zerg, but, I mean, I like both of them. I have no dislikes or anything towards either, but I really don't think Zerg's gonna do too much against Thingy. He's just too quiet.
Yeah, I think that would round off the, or end the first round, and Dirk probably selected Thingy in his bracket and assume that match goes the way everyone expects, then that would mean that Dirk will have picked the entire first round correctly, which I'm not sure has ever been done before.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. Well done, Adam. Well done. And it's kind of ironic how Dirk has been trolling people with press this, press that in chat for years now, and he has been the best spreader for the last 2 years already in the contest.
Yeah, he definitely picked up where he left off last year. I mean, he did very well last year, and he's absolutely killing it this year. So kudos to him. There are a couple other good matches coming up in the second round, including Whiff versus Red Bull, which I think will be a very good one. I think both have a lot of chat presence, even though Bully isn't all that active anymore, and Bully will pull some European support. Of course, Whiff will get a lot of North American support. I think these are just two very strong contest forces going head-to-head in an early round. It'll be interesting to see how this one turns out. I'd probably give a slight edge to Wythe, but I wouldn't be surprised if Bowie managed to win.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I think Wythe's kind of on his way up, and Bull is kind of on his way out, just as far as activity goes. I agree. I'd give the slight advantage to Wythe, and but wouldn't be surprised if Max beat him by a couple votes.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday, and he said he thought it was pretty cool that he won for his first round, and even though he doesn't really have the time anymore to do a lot of things with the Elite, he still thought it was cool, and he really enjoyed the votes of the day, so yeah.
DK, how do you feel about your match against MG? It seems like you two are fairly similar as far as who you're going to get your votes from. Any thoughts on your own match there?
Yeah, this is going to be a fun match, man. Especially after VA this past year, I actually went up against MG in the Goldmine losers bracket. He managed to beat me in a close match, and we had some fun sort of going back and forth with that, and we were sort of joking that maybe we'll run some smear campaigns against each other leading up to our match. We'll see if that plays out. But I don't know. I think I'm expecting this to be a fun one. Obviously, like you said, we're very similar in terms of the voting blocks that we pull from. I never really get too high on myself in the contest, and I certainly think it's possible for MG to win here. So I'll just be interested to see how it plays out.
Yeah. Well, with that, guys, I'm going to sign off and leave you to it. I got to get running. So
alrighty, man.
Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Later.
Today, Sean.
Yeah. About DK versus MG, I'm really excited just to see the results as well, because you can estimate the strength of these guys pretty well against most opponents, but against each other, it's just really tough to call. And it's going to be really interesting to see who voters side with. I think this one could end up being really, really close between these two. So yeah, definitely a good one.
One other second round match that I think has this potential to be really interesting is Shep versus Matus. And again, we have a very popular European chatter, arguably one of the most popular European chatters in Shep, who's always very strong, against Matus, who has been very active in the past year. He always goes to the Virginia meets. He'll probably pull pretty strongly from Goldeneye. It'll be interesting to see how this one turns out. I'm not even sure who should be, or if there is a clear favorite here. Personally, I think that Shep may have enough to win, depending on how strong he is this year, but this one could go either way.
The interesting thing is that in last year's contest, Shep got upset in the first round by Trent, and you could argue that Trent is roughly equivalent to Matus. Maybe Matus is a little stronger. Trent beat Shep by one vote, and I think that's the kind of result we're going to see in this match. Just another one that's really tough to call. How strong is Shep still? It's tough to say. From his first round match with Dale, you can't really derive anything from that. So it's another one I'll be watching real close.
Yeah, and the thing Shep will be watching is Apprentice.
and Geordie Shore.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only other second round match that I'm specifically looking forward to is Comet versus Henning. Just another match where each guy has a lot of different things going for him. I kind of think Henning will win, just because he's shown more strength than Comet in past years, and I don't think, if anything, Henning's gotten stronger, but Comet was pretty impressive in the first round, so we'll have to see.
All right, that just about wraps up another edition of the DK and Comet Show. For everyone here at the show, I'm DK, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Hey, dude.